Yeah, so I love this expression, the shifting landscape, right? Because if you think about it, the landscape is always shifting.
There's always kind of new trends in business, in geopolitics, in compliance. So I would say the smart companies, first they figure out what part of my landscape is shifting.
Hello, and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, which has been bringing financial reporting, sustainability, audit, and risk teams together for years to help teams provide assured, integrated reporting. It puts a warm feeling in your heart, like finding a Valentine's Day card in your third grade shoebox. My name is Catherine Tsai. I'm a professional asker of questions, a drinker of venti soy chai lattes, and I'm here with Steve Soder. Steve, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Catherine. My name is Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. Looking forward to debiting a great conversation, and we are so happy to have you riding along with us. So following the U.S. elections last year, the U.S. government has begun the process of pulling out of the Paris Agreement. It's also certainly expected that the SEC's climate rule will remain in purgatory or be rescinded altogether under new SEC leadership. And we are looking at states and state climate disclosure requirements, such as California, that are still moving forward. But at the same time, the EU is discussing ways to potentially simplify the CSRD burden, although certainly not reduce it altogether. At the same time, our own research suggests that a lot of companies are still moving forward with their sustainability efforts, particularly on climate. And so we're just trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah. What is the deal with ESG? Is it still around? What are we calling it? So many questions, Steve.
So many questions. So in order to get some answers to those questions, we are bringing in a couple of experts. First, we are super excited to hear from Brandon Bueller, Chief Accounting Officer at Playa Hotels and Resorts. So Brandon, we've been talking a lot about sustainability, some of the shifting that we've been seeing, and pardon kind of the puns here, but is sustainability no longer sustainable from your perspective? I mean, what do you make of the current environment, and like, what, if anything, are you doing differently today than let's say, even last year?
That's a great question and observation, Steve. Is sustainability sustainable? I would say in the form that we knew it, let's say 6 months ago, prior to some of the questions and with the election, some discussion of pulling back regulation in the U.S., I would say in that form, I don't necessarily see that form going forward. However, I think there's been a lot of focus on sustainability, that sustainability will go forward, but just shifting. For us, as it relates to preparing our financials and the disclosures, nothing has officially changed from the US perspective, from the SEC, nor officially from the EU. So we're continuing as if all the regulation is still mandatory, because we don't want to get caught off guard. We feel that we're prudent in that sense. What we are doing is we're making sure that the day-to-day priorities might get shifted a little, so that regardless of an outcome, if we're doing something today and tomorrow, it would still be valid regardless of outcome. And we drop down a little to lower priority in the grand scheme of the project plan, things that actually might fall off that we would not need to have in our financial statements.
So if there are things that are falling off, at the same time we're hearing that there are different stakeholders that want that integrated reporting of financial and non-financial data and to get assurance on that data, does that all fall away, or what happens to that?
I think it also will depend on how it shakes out in the end. But what I do like is that this whole effort has caused us to break down some walls within the company. And so we're smarter of our operations and impact to the environment. And my financial reporting team is much more connected to other parts of the company and operations than they to us. And so I do think that integration as a whole is a positive outcome here. And even before all of this stuff, Playa was very concerned about sustainability and reporting out. I mean, we're in beachfront locations. We want to make sure that we're helping the environment, that we're good stewards of the property and the locations that we're in. We have a lot of associates who are coming from less privileged communities. And so we want to give back and build up opportunities for them. We want to be seen as the place that people want to work, because we do service from the heart. That's what we give our guests. And so we want to make sure that we provide that same service to our associates, that we really do care about them and in the communities in which they live, so that when our associates on the property are providing service from the heart to our guests, it's real. It truly is from the heart, because they feel the organization they're part of really cares truly about them and the environment that they're in. So it's at our core. There are aspects we'll continue to do regardless, and we will be much more prepared with integrated assurance to bring some level of assurance to that information now than we were before, because of the efforts we've put into what may no longer be regulated requirements. So it will still be around, but I think just in a different form, and we'll be much more prepared because of this effort that we've gone through.
So Brandon, is it safe to say then, I mean, just connecting all of these dots to the conversation we've been having, I mean, is it safe to say that, hey, yeah, we're looking at the regulatory shift, but candidly, that's not driving any differences in our initiatives and what we're doing to prepare? I mean, it sounds like, hey, sustainability has always been core to your values, and regardless of what is or is not required from a regulatory standpoint, that still feels like a core part of your business, and you're preparing to go forward anyway. I mean, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you know, one of the things that we've been thinking about and watching is like, okay, are people just backing away from this completely, or is it really just kind of like that one element of reporting for regulatory compliance that bit is shifting, but really everything else behind it, hey, we're kind of status quo and continuing to go forward. And candidly, if I don't have to worry about as much of a regulatory burden, that might actually free up resources to be able to do this other part a little more effectively.
That's very fair to say. And I feel that what this is doing and what I would anticipate it's going to do is it's going to take the regulatory burden off of things that we felt were a little far-stretched requirements for a filer in reporting through our financial statements that are audited. I think there's still a very valid reason to have reporting, but it may look a little different, more akin to what feels more right and organic for our organization. And we would be that much more prepared to have some type of assurance on it, but maybe not the level that is normal for financial statements. And to your point of being able to then free up some resources, absolutely. I would rather put my money somewhere where I feel more it's going to have a difference than in something that's purely checking the box for regulation that I feel might have been going a little too far.
Well, Brandon Bueller, Chief Accounting Officer, Playa Hotels and Resorts, thank you so much for dropping by again. You've joined us before, and we're so glad to have you back. Thank you for sharing some insights. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
ESG and sustainability is a team sport. The work spans multiple disciplines. Luckily, so does the Workiva platform. Discover how just about everyone can work hand-in-hand at workiva.com/resources/ESG. That's WORKIVA.com/resources/ESG. Workiva, where your most important sustainability work comes together.
Let's bring in another industry expert or observer, Esther Toth, the Senior Industry Principal at Workiva for Sustainability. Welcome to the show, Esther.
Hi, Catherine. Hi, Steve.
You've been a sustainability practitioner for a long time. Has the focus on sustainability always been about value, and maybe we've gotten distracted by the compliance aspect?
Great question. I tend to think those go together, and they're probably two sides of the same coin, value and compliance. Because if you really think about it, you can't actually create and work on enterprise value unless you have a foundational level of compliance with local regulations and requirements. At the same time, if you're only focusing on that, only on compliance, you might be missing a trick here or there to actually look at sustainability, look at your environmental and social risks and opportunities, and look at kind of how that impacts your business strategy now, in the short term, in the midterm, but also very importantly in the long term. So I think you're right. As you know, in sustainability, in corporate sustainability, we go through different waves. You know, it all started kind of becoming really kind of quite serious in the 90s and the early 2000s. Then over the 2010, become more institutionalized. We've seen standards, voluntary standards, kind of crop up left, right, and center. And in the 2020s, we're definitely seeing a bigger focus on compliance, on standardization, and really, really raising the floor for companies. But that doesn't mean that they can take their eye off the ball and look at, okay, how can I create additional value? How can I kind of look at the changes I need to make in my business in order to set it up for success in the long term?
So, Esther, given the shifting landscape, and we've talked about this quite a bit lately, but what do you advise companies to be doing right now? I mean, is that really changed what they should be focusing on today versus maybe what they were thinking about a year ago?
Yeah, so I love this expression, the shifting landscape, right? Because if you think about it, the landscape is always shifting. There's always kind of new trends in business, in geopolitics, in compliance. So I would say the smart companies, first they figure out what part of my landscape is shifting. It could be like for large companies, public companies, you know, they plan far in advance. They have their strategy set. And actually, they can adapt very quickly. And looking at their strategy, they want to stay on course. So I would say reacting quickly is not always the best strategy. So first, let's figure out what part of the shifting landscape actually is relevant for me. But then secondly, for those companies who are probably maybe could be a little bit newer to this area, maybe don't really necessarily have set processes and systems, I would imagine that any type of investment in human resources and other resources into looking at the governance of sustainability would be really, really important investment. And what do I mean by the governance of sustainability? Is looking at the topics, the metrics, the decisions, how decisions are made, how goals and targets are set within a company on social and environmental and corporate governance topics, and really build that foundation to kind of understand the processes within the company so that if you want to change it, you can change it. If you need to adapt it to certain regulations, you can. But ultimately, that kind of underlying foundational governance for all of this is set and bedded in.
So we just had a conversation with another practitioner, Brandon Bueller, a chief accounting officer for Playa Hotels and Resorts. You know, his comments were pretty similar in terms of like, hey, we're not really doing anything. And the things, the transformation, the process building, the governance that we needed to do previously, even for a compliance focus, is actually the same thing that we need to do from a adding value, core operational purposes as well. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of saying the same thing, that look, you need to be making these moves that are going to set you up regardless of how the landscape shifts or not. Is that how you would characterize it if you were, I mean, again, just like point blank, hey, you know what, chief sustainability officer or chief financial officer, this is really the way you need to be thinking about it in 2025.
Absolutely. Understanding how sustainability-related decisions are made in the management of sustainability, as well as the disclosures related to sustainability, is time and effort really well invested right now. And this is kind of like, I tend to think about it like almost like a home improvement project, right? You either have to allow yourself a lot of time to figure out the process to get the right resources in place, or you have to really prepare yourself for overruns and cost increases and unforeseen, DIY projects you might have to do. So I think allowing yourself enough time to do these kind of governance thought and strategic processes up front at your own pace is really, really important right now.
Those sound like good suggestions, not just for chief sustainability officers, but the whole C-suite.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for Steve's home improvement project to try to fix the shelf in my closet, which has fallen down a couple of times. Yeah, you kind of want to get it right the first time, but we don't need to get into that. So, Esther, you're still here, and we would love to wrap up with the closing question of the day. Every episode, we try to end a little bit lighthearted. Closing question, and I'll start with Catherine first, since we're kind of catching off guard. Catherine, would you rather always have to move in slow motion or always have to face north and no other direction?
I usually move in slow motion anyway, so I'll move in slow motion for the rest of my life. Sure, fine.
There you go. Safe answer. Esther, what do you think?
I think I will have to go with slow motion as well. Because with slow motion, you can go everywhere you want and just like enjoy it while it like for a lot longer.
You know what? Perfect. Perfect. You've told me before that's a happier way to live than always rushing from one thing to the next. So you're true to your values. Well,
it's more sustainable.
There you go. And it's sustainable. Well, Esther Toss, Senior Industry Principal at Workiva, thank you so much for stopping by. Big thanks to you. Big thanks to Brandon Bueller as well. And big thanks to you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. My name is Steve Soder. You heard Catherine Tsai, and this has been Off the Books presented by Workiva.
Please subscribe so you don't miss any of this season's episodes, including our big reveal of the best accounting movie of all time. If you like Off the Books, please leave a review. Tell your buddies if you like the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop us a note in the comments, or feel free to drop us a line at offthebooks@workiva.com. Surf's up, and we'll see you on the next wave.